This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
This is hilarious and sad and pathetic on many, many levels. And I'm not sure if you all saw this. If you did, I hope you were like finagling the feed. I don't even know if this was a pay-per-view event, because I wouldn't even watch this. I wouldn't pay for this. I wouldn't even if it's free, I want nothing to do with it. But Vito Belfort, and Evander Holyfield, who's 58, fought over the weekend. And Evander Holyfield was knocked down twice. It was a TKO in the first round. And it's pathetic. One, that Evander Holyfield is fighting. He must be broke as hell that he needed the money. People said he made a couple million dollars in this thing, maybe $4, $5, $6 million, which is crazy to think that there's that much money and that many idiots that would pay for this. But I just want to know how sad of an individual you must be in order for you to pay to watch this garbage.
I mean, seriously, did he throw a punch? People are booing. Like, what did you expect? Did you actually like expect a real fight? He's 58. He's taking Geritol. He's got Depends on under those shorts. And new from Mattel, the Evander Holyfield punching bag. You just saw him the other night at Hard Rock getting knocked out twice. And you can now pound on Evander Holyfield just like Vito did over the weekend. There you go. It's a big punching bag. It's red, white, and blue. It's got stars on it like him. He thought he was Apollo Creed. He looked like Apollo Weed. I mean, seriously. Come on. That's what they're putting out there? That's entertainment? And who the hell got dressed up to go out to see that? I mean, wow. People will pay for anything on the air nowadays. People will actually go watch this? It's embarrassing. And we're allowing a 58-year-old man to go in and take punishment, which could lead to some serious problems. I mean, he already sounds punch drunk. Have you ever heard Evander Holyfield talk? He sounds punch drunk. And you're going to allow him in the ring again to take a pounding. I get it. He's broke. He bought that house that was like 10 blocks long. I remember reading an article once about Evander Holyfield's house that I believe it was like $50,000 a month just to manicure the lawn and the trees and the bushes and the flowers, like $50,000 a month. That's how big the property was. Dude's broke. And people watched that. People watched that garbage.